Construction is getting underway on the controversial $350 million Towson Row project after years of delays. Once it's done, it'll be home to shops, offices, student housing, residences, and a hotel. The project's considered the transformational centerpiece of Towson's redevelopment, but WYPR's John Lee reports all but one of the candidates running for Baltimore County Executive oppose it.
Various dignitaries donned hard hats yesterday, grabbed ceremonial shovels, then counted down for a backhoe to scoop up some gravel to mark the Groundhog Day moment for the Towson Row project. If you don't get to Towson much, then maybe you haven't seen the site. A 5-acre hole in the ground, overgrown with weeds, surrounded by a chain-link fence in the heart of town. Several years ago, the developer announced the project with much fanfare, then hit rock and it came to a screeching halt. Now a new developer is on board and says it's full speed ahead. But of the five candidates running for county executive, only one, Democratic Councilwoman Vicki Almond, supports Towson Row. The rub for the others, like Democratic State Senator Jim Brochin, is that the county is helping the developer financially. After all, Brochin says, downtown Towson is choice real estate.
And I just don't understand for the life of me how a private developer can take the risk themselves without government money and make a profit.
Former Democratic delegate Johnny Yoshefsky opposes the deal as well, saying the money should have been spent instead on schools.
For me, the priorities are not having kids who aren't in schools with brown drinking water and making sure we're making those investments in our communities.
On the Republican side, State Insurance Commissioner Al Redmer agrees the county should be spending the Towson Row money elsewhere. And Delegate Pat McDonough says if elected, he will break up a shadow government running the county, made up of developers, powerful law firms, and their cronies in key jobs.
They're scared to death of me because they know, number one, I'm aware of them, and number two, I'm going to do something about it.
Almond says when her opponents call the Towson Row deal a $43 million bailout, that's not true.
It was tax credits that came with it, and whatever money that we forward funded, we are getting back.
The developer is getting more than $26 million in tax credits sooner rather than later and is receiving a $16 million grant from the county tied to future taxes from the hotel, and that should break even in about 20 years. Development has been a key issue in the county executive's race, occasionally causing sparks to fly between Brochin and Almond on the Democratic side. Brochin says he wants to ban council members from accepting money from developers with projects in their districts. At a forum earlier this week, Brochin said the county has given developers everything they want and that overdevelopment is leading to congested roads and crowded schools.
If development is such a good idea, let's take campaign contributions out of them.
But Almond fired back.
Baltimore County is not corrupt. The council is not corrupt. We do not take money from developers for anything.
County Executive Don Moeller says the Towson Row project eventually will mean $5 million in annual property taxes for the county and more than 5,000 jobs. And it also will include the redevelopment of the adjacent National Guard Armory.
I'm pretty confident that when we cut the ribbon and this project's a reality, it will have a lot of fans.
Time will tell if one of those fans will be running the county government. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.